Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Time now to rejoin Steve Kyler from Basketball Insiders. So I want to get your thoughts on just the positives with Dwight Howard, his departure going to Atlanta. It seems like that is a fit for him.
Yeah, the Hawks have been really good this year. And, you know, one, I think Dwight Howard gets a tough rap. He really does. Some of it's self-inflicted. Mm-hmm. You know, he could have stayed in Orlando and probably had wonderful all-star laden career, but he played the I want to look at the grass on the other side of the fence, and it wasn't good. He didn't work in LA, and he thought it was going to be better in Houston, and it was for the first year. But then, you know, Dwight being Dwight gets a little antsy. He's in a good situation with a good coach. He needs the tough love that you get from a Coach Budenholzer, but at the same time, I think he's got a balanced roster around him. When you look at the way that Paul Millsap has played, Dennis Schroeder is an aggressive, attack-the-rim guy that's more than happy to give up the ball. He's not trying to shoot a lot. Kent Bazemore is really unselfish. And then they've got guys like Kyle Korver and Paolo Cefalosha, and they've got the right kind of guys. And look, he's playing at home. He's comfortable. He's happy. He's got kind of the green light to do what he does. And look, they're even letting him shoot the ball a little bit. And I think that it's interesting to know how much Dwight has gone through and how bad his name got sullied for a team to say, look, not only are we going to invest a lot of money in you, but we're going to put you in that situation where you can be the guy again. And he's been it. And he's a big reason why they're having success. And, you know, I don't think anybody would have said Atlanta is the top team in the East 3 weeks ago, but there they are, sitting at the very top of the East in the standings.
Okay, and perhaps what's one of your biggest surprise teams in the Eastern Conference? What about in the Western Conference? Who has overachieved so far this season?
Well, I think I'm going to go with the Oklahoma City Thunder in this regard, because outside of Russell Westbrook, they don't have a lot. They've got guys like Steven Adams and guys like Victor Oladipo, but these aren't like number two option guys, and they played really well, and Russ has brought his game up. And, you know, I figured if there was a team that was going to kind of stumble back a little bit, it was going to be the Thunder, because, you know, you lose so much in a Kevin Durant and didn't replace it and didn't come close to replacing it. So Thunder a little bit surprising to me, but they did have a very soft schedule kind of opening the season. So we'll see as they start to play some of these tougher teams how they hold up, especially over an 82-game season. But, you know, I would say the Oklahoma City Thunder, I expected them to fall off a little bit.
Okay, the Oklahoma City Thunder. What about the Clippers? I mean, here they are at the top of the Western Conference, and they've been off to a hot start and an offensive juggernaut.
Yeah, but this one's not entirely surprising in this regard, is that continuity is key in basketball. You see this with teams that, you know, even Golden State Warriors make some big roster moves and shake it up and bring in 5-6 new faces, and then there's a get-to-know-you period. With the Clippers, these guys know each other. They've been together for a really long time. They're healthy. I think that's a huge thing. But they're playing basketball at the level they've been telling us they were. You know, Doc Rivers has said for the last 2 years, he thought this core was a championship core, and he wasn't willing to break it up. Even when teams came calling for Blake Griffin offering a ton of value in trade, you know, the decision to kind of keep the core together, you know, they're playing really good on both ends of the floor. And more importantly, their bench is playing incredible basketball on both sides. So when your stars can do what they do, and Chris Paul's been great and Blake's been great, when you go to the bench and there's not a lot of drop-off in terms of defense and offense, how you run through it. That's how the Golden State Warriors did it last year, was they just kept sending wave after wave at you. That's how the Clippers are playing.
Well, will they be able to sustain the success? Because they have. I mean, Steve, they've underachieved over the past couple of years.
They've had a lot of injuries, and, you know, that's been the same. 2 years ago, it was Chris Paul's knee, and then you look at all the stuff that Blake Griffin went through and breaking his hand. And, you know, they just have never been able to catch a break and be healthy for a sustained period. And that's the sneaky secret of the Golden State Warriors championship run. Was that year they didn't lose a significant player in any meaningful game. A guy would miss a game here, a guy would miss a game there, but you didn't have that out for 10 game kind of thing, or out for 15 kind of game injuries, you know, and that's how you can win 60 games and be healthy going into the postseason. They didn't have that success last year. They did get banged up along the way. It's one of the reasons why, you know, they weren't 100% going against the Cavs. So it's a real thing with the Clippers. It's when is Chris Paul going to break down? When is Blake Griffin going to break down? Because that's what's happened the last 3 years. But so far, they've looked great. And I think they show you that when healthy, they can play with anybody in the West. They can play with anybody in the NBA.
Time to wrap up our time with basketball insider Steve Kyler. He's been with us right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And my final question for you is, give us a hit. What about Phil Jackson? He made headlines this week. Loose lips sink the ship. I mean, what was he saying about LeBron? Come on, Phil.
Yeah, you know, this was interesting because it's kind of a context thing. You know, the entire piece, you know, with Jackson McMullen was much bigger than that, but that was the piece that kind of got pulled out. And there's part of me, and maybe it's like we're all way too sensitive right now. It's a really, you know, strange and challenging time that we're dealing with in our society. And, you know, everybody is a little bit more on edge than maybe they should be. You know, I always kind of caution everybody. My mother taught me sticks and stones, you know, don't swing at the pitch in the dirt.
Uh-huh.
To me, that was a pitch in the dirt. I was a bit surprised that one, Phil swung at it,
yeah,
and two, that LeBron responded to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was any malice in Phil. I wasn't trying to say something nasty or negative.
Mm-hmm.
It's a word that a lot of people use, and, you know, it's unfortunate. But again, I think what really kind of struck a nerve and why some of the people in LeBron's circle chose to respond to it was in the context of taking a swipe at LeBron. It was saying, you know, LeBron wasn't all the way in Miami, and it was questioning LeBron. And his friends came to his defense, and LeBron at the same time, you know, I question this too. Why is Phil Jackson talking about LeBron James in November? But he was asked a question, and he chose to respond to it. I think what's been a little more surprising is that he hasn't come out and said anything since then. You know, even the statement of, that's not really what I meant to say, that's what's a little surprising in all of this. But I do think that sometimes we get a little excited about things that don't necessarily mean anything. But he's Phil Jackson. He's won 11 championships, and he took a swipe at LeBron. So maybe that's what it is.
He knows his stuff. Basketball insider Steve Kyler has been with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Follow him on Twitter at Steve Kyler NBA. We'll talk to you again real soon, Steve. Safe travels. Thanks.
Anytime, Alyssa.
That, of course, was Steve Kyler from Basketball Insiders. We always like to take time to recognize and thank all of our amazing guests tonight here at the Big E Sports Show. Be sure and join us next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at SB Nation Radio.